Welcome to the 100th Monkey Radio with Tom and Ramon. Oh, we got our first repeat guest tonight, don't we, Ramon?
Yeah, our very first guest when we first started.
Yeah.
For those of you who've been with us since, how long has it been now?
We're coming up
six months
now, November 17th. So, want to welcome our newest country, Mongolia. Welcome Mongols, or however you say that.
Mongolian.
Yeah. So, that's pretty amazing. We got 59 countries now that have listened. So, yeah, I'm humbled by that. But so we've got tonight with us Jay Boland. I'm going to forego any bio because I think everybody listening to this probably knows exactly who we're talking about. If not, while we're going through this show, pop on over to eceti.org, eceti.org, and you can check out James and what he's all about. And James, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, so a lot of things happening this summer, not just in all the conferences and lectures and all that, but boy, the energy is just amazing, absolutely amazing. There's been some things going on just in my own life that has just been flooring me.
Yeah, it's off the chart. You know, a lot of it ties into the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This ninth wave. What day are we in now? The
third
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ramping up something fierce. I've been having, you know, I've had a couple of dreams in my lifetime that I remember. You know that it, and just in this last week. I got one of those, my daughter gave me one of those ionic foot baths.
Oh, yeah.
And while using that, I'm using a visual, I meditate while I'm doing it, and I'm using a visualization of decalcifying my pineal gland at the same time. And I'm just visualizing it, crust falling off of it, and flowing through my body and out my feet. And I didn't think about this until this afternoon. I talked to Ramon about some dreams I'd had. And I didn't think about it till this afternoon that these dreams started coming right after I started using the foot bath. So I'd have to say that things are starting to clear up for me. I found myself in 5175 last night. And Ramon thought it was quite remarkable that I actually looked at a computer and was able to operate a computer screen and check the date on it. You know, like on Windows, you go down and open up the calendar. I opened up the calendar on a computer to check, see what day it was. And it was August 17, 5175. You know, I was pretty...
It took us that long to get computers up and running again.
Well, I was in a strange, it was kind of a bizarre setting. It felt metallic. I was in a room with a bed and a desk and a very strange cupboard type thing on the wall. It was like little pods. You pulled little pods out of it. And I had to get dressed. So I got dressed and I walked out of the door, and I was in a corridor and a lot of people walking around. And it looked like about 50% of them were in some form of uniform and the rest were just regular clothes and all human. And it felt like, I told Ramon, I couldn't tell whether or not it was like something underground or a ship out in space or what it was, but it did not feel like I was on the surface of the planet. So
interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of people that see different timelines opening up, and one of those is with, you know, a lot of people going under and just, you know, waiting for the Earth to finish its healing process or all the nuclear stuff to be cleaned up to where it's functional again.
Well, it felt metallic, so I kind of leaned toward. Ooh, excuse me. I kind of leaned towards a ship. So
yeah,
you know.
Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe I'll be able to get back there on another dream and or quest, whatever you want to call it. It was one of those. Was a little too real to be a dream.
That's what I was telling. I was telling Tom. That I personally don't think it was a dream, because
you might have bilocated or gone out of body to that experience.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Just because he had to get dressed, and in my dreams, I'm never able to read anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the other one.
Yeah, but it's getting real interesting right now. I know a lot of the kids right now are coming forward and fully awakened.
Speaking of, I got a story for you, James. So I'm not going to mention who this little girl is, but I asked a little girl, do you remember your past life? And she goes, yeah. And I said to her, do you remember who you were or your name? And she goes, no, I don't remember my name, but I remember my face. So I'm thinking, like, maybe she misunderstood me. And then she said, I had a rainbow body. James, when that little girl said that, I had to compose myself really quickly because I didn't want her to get scared. And she's 5 years old. And I was like, wow. And then she goes on to tell me that it was her first time here. Mm-hmm. And then when it just ran out, I was about to ask her what her mission was. Her mom came and she just shut down right away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's too bad. I've seen that too. I've seen these little kids with lights coming out of their eyes and they're just wide open. And a couple times they've actually pulled their hand out of their mother's and came running up to me and gave me a big hug. And their mother was all embarrassed, you know, what are you doing? And I just looked at their mother and I said, do you have any idea who your child is here? You know, and they said, they just looked at me kind of funny. Like, and I go, she's an amazing being. I said, just keep her open and listen to her. And I said, she has stories to tell and don't doubt her when she's telling you things. But I said, whatever you do, don't shut her down or don't allow her to be shut down.
Yeah. Yeah, because the programs to shut these kids down are really ramping up.
Oh, yeah. It's on every level. It's in the food. It's in the water. You know, it's in the airwaves. Every possible way they can to try to close down the consciousness and this huge quantum leap we're in. You know, they're doing, but it's for naught. There's no way you can stop this process.
Yeah, it's the proverbial double-edged sword, because the more they strike out and lash out against those that are waking up, the more people are witness to it and actually begin the process themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a major blow is it's that video that who put that? I think Sun put it up the first time I saw it, was the one where the guy, they get arrested for dancing in the memorial.
I just saw that.
Yeah. Did you see that, Tom?
Yeah, just, my jaw dropped. I was like, what? What?
And he's not even a good dancer.
I know. And they weren't even talking. They weren't even speaking or anything. They're just like,
no
dance.
Yeah, and the guy kept his hands up the whole time, and he still body slammed him on the floor. So I gotta commend him, because I don't know if I would be able to stay calm, but he stood calm the whole time with his hands up. So the cop really had no justification for what he did, but
no.
Well, so I'm trying to figure out, when did we pass a law that said there's no dancing at the Jefferson Memorial?
But what is dancing? I mean,
what?
He was on Reuter and he was like, exactly what is dancing? Is that just moving rhythmically? Because then I'm not guilty because I can't dance. He was saying that on Reuter. It was hilarious. I mean,
they weren't like break dancing or spinning or doing anything else. They were just like shuffling around, walking around in circles, you know, doing nothing basically. And we're just seeing that over and over. I think they're just bringing attention to how brutal and tyrannical that the system has gotten and how just nonsensical it's become. And anybody who challenges it. I had a long talk with Maxine about that and the system and how it works. And basically the system is there to support itself and perpetuate itself. It's not for the people. And the only way the system can do that is through force. And that's all it knows. And so anybody that challenges the system, all the system knows how to do is penalize or use force or
lash out.
Or, you know, it doesn't know any other way to act. And people that have been absorbed by the system that are part of that program, they don't know any other way to act. You know, they could just stand there and let the people dance, you know, and so what? You know, maybe they could dance along with them or do anything else, you know, but they always choose the option of using force and try to make an example of people or anybody that's going to do anything outside the norm. Or, you know, they're going to come in and do all they can to make an example of that person or something of that nature. And it's really a messed up society that we've created.
Yeah. For those of you who doubt that the major media is not covering anything, who was it? Was it NBC or Fox News that was there filming it? And Whit Reuter was also there filming it, and the police kicked the media out, yet they never mentioned any of that on the news. And Reuter, of course, even showed the, I think it was NBC cameraman on there. So it was like proof that they were there, but yet you never heard anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if it wasn't for YouTube, I don't know.
I wouldn't know anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a major effort now to censor almost everything, and I've never seen anything like it. And they're going after all the whistleblowers with just brutal force right now, and you know, so much for a transparent government and everything else. It's gotten even more tyrannical, you know. And anybody, and you know, they're passing laws now that if you say anything against, you know, the ruling elite right now or the system, is that they can come in and just totally take you out, basically shut you down, shut your email down, your radio shows, your Skype, everything. It's just unbelievable where they've taken this to.
I'm waiting for some high profile politician or military guy or somebody to get a clue and wake up and stand on his own two feet. You know, there's got to be somebody that breaks those bonds soon.
Well, Bob was saying, I don't know if you got to listen to the show, James, but Bob Dean was saying that he's expecting somebody soon to do that. I guess he might know something, or somebody might have told him something. But,
so some major player is going to blow the lid off the UFO, or something, or
he was expecting some very high-ranking person.
We need the people that, you know, what do they call them, the oath keepers and things like that. We need the people that have sworn to serve the people and protect the Constitution and some really high-ranking people to come forward now and just say, you know, enough's enough you know, we want to go back to a republic, which is what we were created to be, and, you know, where everybody is king in their own country and with the base rights given to us in the Constitution, and just toss out all the rest of this nonsense they've been doing.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not only the United States. It's like the entire planet.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, because here we don't have the violence, but the I don't know anything attitude is so it's so up there. Like, you know, everything's okay. There's nothing going on, and everybody's like, okay, no problem.
Well, Ramon, you know, I think we are the heaviest we are the heaviest dosed population or country with fluoride in the world, I believe.
Yeah, you are.
And if you take you know, look at the stuff from World War II. Their reasoning for putting the fluoride in the concentration camp water was to pacify the population. So, I mean, you know, I think that has to have some kind of effect on people here, and creating that apathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's more than just the fluoride. Is that all of these heavy metals have the same effect, and so you've got you've got the aluminum oxide, you know, the barium, you know, in the chemtrails, the strontium, right. All those heavy metals actually dumb people down and just make you into that, like zombies, basically. That's what they would like, just a nice little working zombies, you know, to do their thing. And it seems to be getting there with all the additives in the food and the, you know, it's just going on and on. But that's why we have to really start detoxing these heavy metals out of our system so we can start thinking clearly and making clear decisions. Because now I call it sheepidity. What I've been seeing it's beyond stupidity. It's sheepidity. And
that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using that one.
Yeah. And it's just never ending. And there's just no common sense or base heart, you know, heart thinking, you might say. It's gone. You know, it's like, you ask people, say, okay, how would you like that being done to you? And they can't even go there. You just think about this, you know, the golden rule, do unto others as you have them do unto you. How would you like that to be done to you? You know, how would you like people to add poison into your water? How would you like to have people add poison into your food? How would you like, you know, if you had a really beautiful ocean you lived off of and caught fish out of, how would you like somebody to come over and just dump oil in it, you know, and then follow it up with some pretty nasty core exit, you know, to disperse it. You know, we've lost that base consciousness. You know, the old Native American teachings, the Cherokee teachings are, is that if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. And right. And we need to get back to that base thinking is okay, what am I doing to humanity, Earth? How is this going to affect, you know, other gods, creatures, whatever you want to call it, you know, how, you know, am I an asset to this planet and humanity, or am I just raping it and poisoning it? And these are the big questions everybody's going to have to start asking themselves.
So, you know, there is one camp that sees all this crap going on in the world as sort of a necessary evil to actually wake people up. And, mm-hmm. You know, I can see that to a certain extent. I think it's gone over the top a little far. But, you know, I can see some of it to a certain extent, as in there are people out there that I know for a fact will not ask the right questions from inside without mm-hmm. having to go through that trauma or some form of trauma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's that, you know, what I've seen is people are, you know, basically they're voting their paycheck. They're going to do whatever they're told, you know, and they're running that program of material acquisition and outer appearances. And you know, this is what I need to maintain my position and my self-esteem, you know, and they're just running that program, and they're not going to stop with that program until there's no program left, which is what's happening right now. That old program of, you know, me first and what's in it for me and you know, what can I get out of everyone and everything on this planet, you know, and how much of it can I get? And especially the tyranny frequency, all of that stuff is imploding. It's not sustainable, and it's getting ready to completely implode on itself. So those who are playing that game are going to have a very rude awakening here. And I would say, you know, before November, we're going to see a very rude reality check coming in.
Speaking of November, isn't that when they're doing the I don't know who's doing that anymore? They're doing the huge meditation on
11/11.
Yeah,
11/11/11.
Yeah, who's doing that now? Because I know you interviewed them a while back.
Yeah. God, total mental block. It'll come to me. Let me think about it. Kelly, is it? No, Shelley Yates.
Yeah, is she still doing that?
As far as I know, the last time I heard, I told her we need to fire the grid much earlier than that. You know, we need a lot more work on the grid, you know, before 11/11. But yeah, because there's things coming in, you know, not – You guys have probably been keeping up on that comet Elenin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely not what they're saying it is. And it makes no sense whatsoever. Anybody that does a research on it, you know, every major quake that we've experienced, and even volcanic eruptions, everything, when there's an alignment between the Earth and the Sun and Elenin, and there's other alignments, the Earth gets extremely perturbed and starts going through all these changes, you know, crazy weather, Earth changes, all that stuff, you know, earthquakes, the whole nine yards. So, you know, something's active there, and they need to start, you know, paying attention to this thing, because, you know, a little comet couldn't do that. And a lot of the astronomers that are out there saying, hey, I want a picture, give me a picture of this thing, you know, they don't, they're not giving them a picture of it. And so they're trying to see it. They're getting the coordinates of it. They're trying to see it, and they're not getting a picture either. And so they're saying, hey, nothing's there that we can see with our telescopes. Therefore, it must be something that is in the infrared, like a brown dwarf or something, you know, very big, and that's not putting off light, because that's the only reason why it would be perturbing, you know, the Earth so much and the other planets as well. So they know something really big is coming in, something is perturbing the Earth and all the other planets, and it is happening exactly when these alignments are coming up. So it's time to really do some research into this comet Elenin. And I don't think it's a comet at all. It's having too much of an impact already, and it hasn't even entered our solar system. I think it comes in our solar system in June. I don't have the exact dates, but I know in June there's a major event. And, you know, July and August there's alignments that happen. But the really big event is in September, when this object goes between us and the sun and loops around. And then October 28th, which is the end of the Mayan calendar, according to Carl Kalman, that is the date that he came up with and a lot of other researchers came up with. It's not 12-12. It's actually 2011, and October 28th is the ending of the calendar. And it just so happens that this object, we go through the tail of this object at exactly, you know, October 28th. So, you know, it's kind of interesting how all these things are coming together and lining up. And I think any way you look at it, we are moving into a highly energized place in space. You know, and the Russian scientists have been talking about this for a long time. We're going into a huge energy cloud right now. We're getting bombarded with over 500 hits a day of plasma streams and energies from unknown sources that they've never seen before. Used to be about 50, and you know, you put all this together, you know, it's a pretty much undeniable. And then, you know, you have the solar cycle 24, which the sun is ramping up with coronal mass ejections and flares. But add all this together, and there, I don't see any way possible it could be business as usual, you know, as we move in towards the end of this year.
Yeah,
yeah, I think our physiology is actually changing. I mean, I feel different. You know, if I look at myself now and look at myself even, you know, 6 months ago, I feel different.
Yeah, I agree there. I don't know if you ever had, because I know you don't watch any TV, James, but I don't know if you ever watched that TV program, The Event.
No, I haven't.
The ending of the season is that these aliens brought their planet into our solar system, and it started causing all sorts of problems on the planet. So they were like earthquakes, but they couldn't find where the earthquakes were coming from, and winds and stuff like that, and they, you know, the majority of people didn't have, and then all of a sudden they see in their sky a planet. So I'm just wondering how much, because I know they're giving us some truth in that TV program, but I know they're putting a lot of crap around it, so you constantly stay confused.
Yeah, that's how they work. They'll use a lot of truth in an event, and then they interject what they want or where they want to steer it.
Yeah.
And I've seen that over and over again. Well, they'll use a lot of information that's very accurate information, but they always twist it in a direction they want it to go.
The other thing was that me and Tom, I recently was going through Skype, and I was adding my mom's cell phone onto there, and I was changing the country code, and all of a sudden I see Antarctica. I was like, Antarctica has a country code? And yes, it really does. So we were trying to find a number to the telescope to call to see, just like a surprise interview. But we couldn't find a number to the what's it called, Tom? The
geez, I can't remember.
I think it's South Pole Telescope or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that isn't the Vatican behind that one, or I'm not sure who's funding that one.
I think that's the U.S. government. I wouldn't be surprised. I think that one's the U.S. government.
Yeah, they have one in Arizona they're funding, and they went into a preserve and just dropped all the environmental laws, everything to do it, and just put up this massive telescope and suppose that they're looking for wormwood.
Is that the one they named Lucifer?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. I don't know what they named it.
They name a telescope Lucifer?
Yeah, I saw something about it here last year. I thought it was that one, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
That's a funny
name. It wouldn't surprise me, though.
I think Lucifer means the light bringer or something,
right,
doesn't it? Or,
yep.
So that kind of would fit with a telescope.
Yeah, true.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Wow.
it's pretty crazy. I don't know. There's so many, it's, I hate to get into that area, but as far as the Satan worshiping and the doing the dark ceremony and bringing in these demonic gods, you know, and beings, I mean, that is going on a pretty big scale on the highest levels. And I think that's all starting to come up and be exposed.
Yeah. I was listening to the interview with, you had him on the other day. What's his, Michael, is it?
Michael Tellinger?
No, not Michael Tellinger. What's his name? Kavassalis.
George Kavassalis.
George, I don't know where I got Michael from. Yes, George Kavassalis. James, are you still there?
Oh, looks like we lost James.
James started talking.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get him back here.
I was just about to say, what did you say, James?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
For some reason, every time, let me unpause this. Resume recording. All right, we got James back. We lost you for a little bit. So I guess you said some magic words there that someone didn't like and just clipped you.
Yeah, that goes on a regular basis, it seems like. You know, you start going down that road and all of a sudden your phone hangs up, you know. And one time I was doing an interview in L.A. and they said I had the record for hang-ups that they've ever seen before, and they were hung up on 6 times, and they rerouted things through different lines, and they said whoever was doing it hung their lines up 6 different times.
Wow.
Oh, so they were able to tell that it was a hang-up.
Yeah, it's like they were cut off.
Well, I guess like all we had to do was mention the dark side, didn't we? The dark ritualistic end of it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people like us, you, James, and the East City Ranch and organizations like that are the counterbalance to that nefarious deeds going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. They're not going to have too much longer because, you know, as I said, what's happening right now is that if you're not frequency specific to this evolutionary process that we're undergoing, you know, with the earth and humanity, you're just not going to make it. And I don't care what kind of an underground bunk you have and how much food you have and, you know, it, and how much technology you have. It doesn't matter because the Earth is shifting. She's evolving, moving to the next level. So we have to go with it. And, you know, these other guys that are playing out these other scenarios are going to have a very rude awakening, you know, when something very powerful steps into their party, you know, on a much higher level. And that seems to be happening, that their rituals aren't really working anymore and the other beings are negating it. And it's just a matter of time before that energy and that consciousness is no longer, the Earth just won't accept it anymore. It won't allow it to be here.
Yeah. I mean, on our part, there's a lot of people who are raising up their vibration. And I always hear that that really helps the Earth.
Definitely.
So,
okay.
Michael, when we were talking to Michael, and you were talking to Michael too, Tellinger, this time I'm talking about Michael Tellinger, and about the gold and, you know, this ferocity over gold, and everybody wants gold. And do you think that, because I'm getting the feeling that they use the gold somehow to amp up their vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, monatomic gold. And also, too, you know, you think about any civilization that has been breathing gold dust for as long as they have, has got to be a pretty advanced civilization. So these Anunnaki beings or whatever, you know, got to be pretty advanced after doing that, you know. So it's definitely, gold has a lot to do with raising and maintaining a frequency.
Mm. So I'm just wondering if these dark elites are because now everybody's like, sell your gold. Like, you see those commercials.
Well, they're trying to collect it from the populace, you know, without having to do the thing they did before the Depression, you know, make gold illegal.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, James, we changed the name of our show to the 100th Monkey Radio.
Uh-huh.
And I know you're familiar with the 100th Monkey Theory.
Yes.
What do you think about that as far as our consciousness and all the people on this planet?
Well, it's kind of interesting scenario unfolding. And, you know, we were talking about that earlier, how some people, I don't think, came in to be a part of this process. They just aren't going to get it this time around. And we have to realize that. And I do believe in the 100th Monkey. When enough people get it, there's going to be a shift and everybody's going to get it. We are moving into that process right now where enough people are getting it. But I still believe that there's free will, and there are some people that just aren't going to get it. They're going to go express somewhere else and, you know, finish their evolution somewhere else, because the Earth is ascending to the next level. And because of misuse of their will and choosing to continue, you know, in a very base consciousness that's harmful to humanity and the Earth, that there are a lot of people that just aren't going to get it.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I see it, too. There's a lot of people that won't be able to get over the deeds that they've done just in this lifetime, and won't be able to forgive themselves enough to be able to grow.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just believe they're a personality and a body. That's all they think they are, and that's all they care about. And they're totally running on their, you know, ego and stimulus, you know, through outer experiences. You know, a lot of those people are going to have a very rude awakening, because their world, the world of the beast, whatever you want to call it, is imploding right now. And so if they work for the beast or they're part of this process, they're going to have a real hard time, you know, making it through these shifts, you know, just because they've chosen not to, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
One thing I've noticed, for some people may say, like, okay, there's really nothing happening. There's no evolution. That's just the New Agers, you know, sprinkling fairy dust, whatever. But what I keep noticing, I keep seeing videos of animals, forget about humans, but animals doing these things that are just so compassionate. For example, the one where the I think it was a panther had killed a monkey, and then there was the baby, and he like took it up on the tree and was hugging it. Or the one with the cat taking care of the baby squirrel. Or there's another video where there's a kitten and a cat sleeping together, and the kitten's having like a nightmare, and the mama cat just like kind of hugged it, and it just calmed down.
Yeah.
So I keep seeing, or the other one with the dog saving the other dog. Like the animals are just really coming. I feel like they're really stepping up their game.
Well, they're being affected by this energy that we're moving into also.
Yeah, they seem to be kind of outshining the humans right now. there's some major events I've seen, you know, with all of these. There's a lot of different ways of looking at it, but like in Egypt and Tunisia and all these other places where they're calling out for freedom again, you know, and basic civil rights and things of that nature. I think that's part of this huge shift that's going on. And though there are other people trying to redirect that energy or, you know, want to capitalize on the chaos and instill, you know, or install their puppets, you know, after the process, you know, they need to keep an eye on that scenario as well. But overall, I would say it's a good thing. And I'm just seeing over and over is that these dictators and tyranny is just, it's over, you know, it's not going to function. And you look at England now, they're shutting down all the banks there in England, and they're doing protests and they're fed up with the banksters and what they've been up to. They're not too happy with the Queen either, you know, so.
Oh, the thing that happened in Iceland where they gave them a vote whether to bail out the banks, and the people said no. And then the Prime Minister, she told them, be careful, because, you know, like she actually gave a warning to the population, like we're going to get a backlash from not, you know, backing up the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And people still voted anyway against it.
Yeah, and I noticed too is what they did. A lot of the countries, they went in and they got rid of the international banksters and said, wait a second, you know, are there Federal Reserves that they have there, whatever their you know, arm is. And they started printing their own money and created state banks and they got rid of all the interest and all the other, you know, problems that come with giving your power away to some other program. And now they're flourishing and they're investing back into the community, and people are getting loans and they're flourishing right now. And what's happening right now is we can't even pay the interest back on all these insane, you know, situations we've put into motion here, and we keep borrowing like billions of money from the feds and at interest and things like that. We need to, you know, like Ron Paul and a lot of these other politicians they're saying we need to get rid of the feds, you know, completely and start just working, you know, on our own system, print our own money. A lot of states are starting to move in that direction where, you know, they're allowing silver to be, you know, part of the mainstay, economic system, and there's, you know, a lot of them are looking at printing their own state.
Who was the state that actually passed it, or
North
was
Dakota?
Idaho. Oh, North Dakota.
North yeah. Dakota. They created their own state bank.
Yeah.
And they have they're the only state in the country that had like a $700 million surplus last year.
They're totally flourishing. You know, because of that, they created their own state bank. Other countries are doing that too, as well. And, you know, it's just, we've got to get rid of this manufactured lack program and just this pure greed that's running things, because there's enough for everybody to live abundantly. And what you got to do is just get rid of the status quo and the system the way it is and revamp it. And you know, you start going back to heaven on earth again.
Yeah. So, speaking of abundance, I don't know if a lot of people know, but you're also a full-time farmer besides all the other things you do. How's that flourishing over there?
You know, it's really good. We've got, you know, we've got the yaks. We're raising yaks now, and we have some really big gardens that we've put in.
So you've been yakking off?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
A lot of that going on. But, yeah, we just came in from working on the fences and extending their fields out and put them in another area. And then I have another big field that we're almost complete fencing off. So,
yeah. How many yaks do you have now?
Well, we've got five and hopefully a couple, you know, might be coming here not too far away, you know, if our bull does what he's supposed to be doing. We might have to show him some movies or something.
Yeah.
Maybe give him a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Put him in the
movie. Yeah, get him a couple, you know, things of roses and a couple of bottles of wine.
Pump some soft music out there. And
yeah, there you go. Or get some real bass music, you know, so get some disco music going out there. And
yeah.
All right. Put some little wine in the water. maybe I'll get one of those
Barry Dwight. But yeah, I saw some of the video of it. It's looking really, really great. So, what's some of the advice you would give to people who have a little bit of land? Because you've been doing this for what, 25 years now with the
yes.
Uh-huh. What's some of the advice, like, if they have, like, a small little piece of land?
Yeah, my advice to people now is to really get the basics down. Get your seeds, you know, get your water source down. Get some fresh water, however that is, through a well or find a really good spring or something. And also get off the coast, you know, get up to some high ground because there's going to be a lot of movement coming on. And, you know, I always see there's three scenarios playing out. There's divine intervention, which includes the ultra-dimensionals and the UFOs and the other stuff, as well as the angelic and God beings and things of that nature and masters. You know, that's coming into play big time right now. And then we have the Earth's process, you know, and she's going to do what she needs to do to heal and cleanse so she can continue to be the platform for life. And then, you know, you've got the New World Order boys doing their thing, which they would like to all see us be mindless little zombies, you know, as a workforce reduced to about, you know, I don't know, 80. They want something like 80% of the population gone. You know, so you've got these three scenarios being played out and you kind of don't know where it's going to go because that's free will. And a lot of people are making choices. But as we were talking earlier, all it's going to take is a few people in high levels of position to come out and talk about what's going on. And, you know, it's going to be over for the dark hearts, you might say. And that's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Right now.
I recently watched a video on Project Avalon. What was her name, Tom? Inela?
Yeah.
Did you watch that, James?
Yes, I watched one of them.
What do you think about her? Because she was saying that we're not completely out, but we're doing pretty well compared to what was expected.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We are pulling through these changes pretty good, and I'm really hoping we get some major divine intervention. But at the same time, I'm seeing a lot of people just now starting to wake up. And as Tom was talking about the energies we've been feeling, when the third day opened up, I think it was the following day after, there was such an influx of energy. It just laid people out. I mean, and we were so blissed out. We couldn't even do anything here. Being on a vortex, you know, we get the double amp, you know, of the energy when it comes in. So I've just seen huge shifts of energy in the WESAC, you know, that I went and spoke at the WESAC festival and that one too had a major event, you know, happen because you could really feel the energy. So, I mean, there's times I walk around here and we can't even function almost. We're so blissed out. There's so much energy coming in. And it's got to be happening around the planet. So I'm really hoping that there's a lot more of this and a lot more people get together and get behind this and a lot more people stand up and stand their ground and just say, hey, you know, enough's enough. I'm not going to participate in any actions that are harmful to humanity and the earth anymore. And I don't care if it means, you know, I lose my condo and can't watch, you know, the football games on Sunday, you know, and you know, pound down the beers, you know, it's like, I'm just not going to do this anymore.
Yeah. They, when was it? Like maybe like a couple weeks back, John D. Reilly was up here in Japan and, he brought one of his live stream machines and, there's a gentleman from Iceland, his name is, Gundi. And he runs like this temple kind of thing, and people gather there and meditate. And I was in such a shock. It was such a culture shock to see all these Japanese people hugging and talking to each other and meditating. And I was like, wow, it was just – it was such a good vibration. And I was like – okay, we are going to be okay. It just gave me the feeling of we're going to be okay because it's starting to pop up everywhere around the world. It's just not like one section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I know there's a lot of help coming to Japan, and I know where some of it is coming from. But, you know, one of the scientists I work with who created the crystallized oxygen, that totally gets rid of any heavy metals and even negates the radiation. So a lot of that's starting to get over there to Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know how we can get that?
You know, I don't know. It's like I might not, probably shouldn't even be talking about it right now, but it's all being set up through the government. They're bringing this in. And,
really?
Yeah, and there are other technologies coming in there too. And I know another guy that just developed a device that you hold onto these two rods. And it totally, through frequency, negates the radiation. So there's a couple things that are coming through there that are just being made available right now, and they're in the works. They're being negotiated right now. So that's just a couple things that I know about. So I can imagine what else is going on. Not to mention, you know, we've been doing live stream meditations, healing meditations for Japan and asking for assistance, you know, with the higher beings to come in and totally, open up the gates there and just stream as much energy as possible to help people, you know, through these times.
Yeah. Khan's actually been doing a lot of extra workshops.
Oh, great.
Yeah. He's been doing a lot of workshops. I guess he's feeling the same thing too. Like he's just been amping up his game.
Mm-hmm. When he was here, we were talking about, I asked him, I said, you sure you don't want to stay here? Cause you know, I said, Japan's going to have some very big challenges coming up and a lot of earth changes. And he knew, he said, yeah, I know I need to be there to help out. And we also helped in that fundraising thing so he could get back to Japan and try to find his family, which he did, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because I guess his whole family, that whole village he was in was pretty much.
I believe he's from Miyagi Prefecture. I could be wrong, but I believe that's where he's from. Yeah, that was amazing in itself for him to find his family.
Yeah, they just happened to not be home at the right time, which was great.
Yeah, which, speaking of, I've been finding that once you start walking this road, you start being at places where you should be or where you shouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you won't go to the job when you're supposed to, or you won't, you know, meet a friend when you were supposed to. Something just keeps happening to stop you.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about that. I was sharing an example that happened with me. I had an opportunity to go to India, and one of this Yogi Shanti was one of them who was setting it up, And they were extremely interested in these golden ships, you know, and the connections with these ships. And in reverse speech, when this big gold ship came over, I said, I don't know who's on those golden ships, but they feel like godlike beings, you know, very ancient beings. And when they reverse speech that, I said, you know, came out, Sailor Vishnu is his name, which is the god of preservation. So it's in all of their ancient scriptures and the Vedic scriptures. They talk about these ships, you know, the Vimanas and things like that. And so they wanted me to come to India and meet with some very powerful people. One, they said, was the prime minister and some other people. And, you know, they were setting that up. And so I went into meditation about it, and I kept coming. Babaji kept coming in and says, nope, you're not going. And I went, damn, you know, I said, I really want to go to India. You know, I would love to go there, and I've never been to India before, and it's all set up. And he goes, nope, you're not going, you know. And so I kept saying, you know, God, the Kumbh Mela, you know, the major event is happening there. I go, I said, this is perfect, you know, perfect timing. And, you know, I meditate again. Nope, you're not going, you know. So it turns out I would have landed right in the middle of that massive earthquake that they had, you know, right at ground zero if I would have gone.
Yeah.
And so I missed that one. And the latest one was quite interesting, too. There's another one where I was asked to go and lead a group to the pyramids. And it was all paid. It was set up, you know, by another group, another organization. And all I had to do is show up, you know, and be there. As kind of I hate to say the word celebrity status or whatever, but apparently, you know, I don't. Some people like to follow. I don't know why, but anyway, they set that thing up. Same thing. I was meditating, and Ezekiel came in and said, "Nope, you're not going." You know, and I said, "Damn, you know, I really want to go to the pyramids. You know, it's on my bucket list. You know, so." Same thing. Nope, you're not going, you know. And so I called him up and I said, no, it's, you know, thanks for the offer, but I can't do it. You know, I'm just, my inner guidance is saying, no, not going. And I would have been right smack in the middle of the mess there, you know, and the riots and everything else. But what was really interesting, too, is that the event there, I know, and I don't know if he went with the same group or he had his own group, but William Henry went at the same time, and they got caught in the hotel. They couldn't get out of the hotel. I mean, it was just crazy, and they had a wild bus ride, and they were like, you know, flipping out and trying to get back to the airport just as they could get out, and the planes weren't flying. It was just a nightmare.
Yeah,
but they all got through it and got out, thank God. But I thought it's just really interesting how if you do listen to your inner guidance, you know, even though your ego has all these desires and demands and wants to do this and wants to do that, if you follow that inner guidance, that, you know, everything always works out, and you're where you're supposed to be. And sometimes you miss a lot of those let's say unhealthy situations that would have unfolded.
Yeah, I definitely experienced that a lot.
So, we're actually nearing the top of the hour here, Ramon. James, you good for another hour?
I tell you, I make a deal. I'm good till the tacos come.
Okay, sounds good.
So good. We'll hurry up and talk.
Yeah,
we've got an order in at the local country, and so okay. Anyway, they're. Tonight's taco night because we all just worked our tails off all weekend here on the ranch. We had a huge group here and a lot of people here, and I had to do 5 or 6 counselings a day, and all of us are just wiped out. So we ordered out for tacos, and I don't know, they should be here in the next 30 minutes or so.
Okay, so tell us what's going on for you this year.
Oh, there's a lot of things going on. We've got the one conference coming up on the 24th with Bob Dean and Tellinger and
Neil Kramer.
Yeah, Neil Kramer and just amazing lineup. I'll be speaking. Jenny Lamb will be there.
Yeah, we have her coming up next week.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Oh, okay. Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did an interview with her too, and it was a very good one because she talked a lot about possession and entities, you know, people making deals and connections, and a lot of teachers out there are actually allowing these entities to work through them, you know, because they aren't maintaining their integrity. And it was a pretty amazing show, but wow. You know, it was, she really covered it. She said that's where her work is moving into. Her healing work is getting the entities off of people.
Is that your World Puja show this week?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't know, Nate. It's probably, I think it is one of the World Puja shows. You know,
okay. There. So you're on Saturdays on BBS at, mm-hmm. I always get confused with
8 o'clock.
The time.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Pacific.
And then World Puja on Tuesdays.
Yeah. And Tuesdays, I think it starts at 2, and then you can listen to the first one all day. And then I'm not sure how long they let you listen to the first show, but once it goes in the archives, you have to join. But both shows are free for the first time listener when it airs. And then when they go off into the archives, then you have to pay.
Yeah. Anything else, Tom?
Condemnation without investigations, the height of ignorance. And I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. And we're going to pop over to the archives and finish this up. And actually,
I was just about to correct you.
Listening to this directly before Brooks' show. So why don't you hang around and listen to Brooks' show and then pop over to our archives. Brooks has always got some good stuff. So that's about it, Ramon.
Yeah, and once again, I want to give a big thanks to Brooks. And it's funny how without even planning it, we got pushed right behind Brooks.
Yeah.
And he was the one who helped us get on BBS.
Synchronicity. Well, I like being on the weekends better anyway, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it just means I got to wake up an extra hour earlier to listen to the show.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you guys in the archives.
All right.
Night.